So what's the next step? What are some of the new things that you're looking at with the assay?
The oncology community is very exciting about many new study questions. First, again, to emphasize, the Oncotype DX assay is currently appropriate for women with node negative estrogen receptor positive tumors. Well, what about node positive breast cancer? What about women who have micrometastases? What about estrogen receptor negative breast cancer? And then finally, if we think about early breast cancer, what about looking even earlier in the pathogenesis of the disease? What about DCIS? Can we individualize treatment of DCIS? All these are exciting questions that we hope to pursue. And then I guess the other thing that we will continue to pursue is further optimization of the assay. With regard to predicting chemotherapy treatment benefit, we are clearly excited that the results of the NSABP-B20 trial, as well as the MELAN study, indicate that the responsiveness to chemotherapy is predicted by the recurrence score, that high recurrence score tumors are more responsive and that low recurrence score tumors are less responsive. But we're very interested in studying new genes and other regimens to see whether we could do even a better job at the selection of patients for the right chemotherapy.